Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Dan Mitchinson.
I'm Patty Rising. City of Oakland has brokered a deal between the group Moms for Housing and Wedgewood Properties following a months-long dispute. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub has more on what Mayor Libby Schaff had to say about the deal.
Mayor Schaff told reporters the home on Magnolia Street in West Oakland will be sold to the nonprofit Oakland Community Land Trust, which acquires properties for affordable housing. The mayor says the home's owner, Wedgewood Properties, which specializes in flipping houses, has also agreed in principle to negotiate a right of first refusal program for all of its two dozen plus Oakland properties. Mayor Schaff.
These three parties have come together to really send a message that everyone cares about this crisis of homelessness.
Later at a rally on the steps of City Hall, Dominique Watkins, one of the mothers evicted from the home and now part of the group Moms for Housing, spoke to the crowd.
This movement does not end today with us, with that house on Magnolia Street. We will not stop organizing and fighting until all unhoused folks who want shelter have shelter.
At Oakland City Hall, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
It's Martin Luther King Day, and more than 1,000 people took the celebration train from San Jose up the peninsula to San Francisco to commemorate it. We get that story from KCBS reporter Melissa Kullross.
About 1,200 people board the celebration train every year and ride to San Francisco for the Martin Luther King Day March. Denise James of San Jose took the train for the first time this year, and she loved it.
It was great. The music, the people were talkative, everyone was helpful. It was nice.
Tasha Bartholomew is with Caltrain. The agency partners with the Northern California Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Foundation for this event, and she says the atmosphere on the train always is positive.
People really respect the message that Dr. King, you know, gave so many years ago. I think it's still very relevant today in terms of, you know, equal rights, peace.
Tasha Eaton of San Jose didn't take the train, but she did come to San Francisco for the march.
Me, my wife, my darling daughter, and my company, VM, we're all here to represent and be a part of the change, you know, be out here with the community, celebrate Martin Luther King and all his greatness. Standing for the cause.
The march kicked off about 20 minutes after the train arrived. In San Francisco, Melissa Kullross, KCBS.
Now to Contra Costa County, where authorities there want to make it easier for you to get the documents you need to apply for a real ID. The DMV is teaming up with the Contra Costa County Clerk Recorder's Office to hold two events next month that will allow people in the area to buy certified copies of vital records, including marriage and birth certificates. Starting October 1st, a real ID or passport will be required to board flights in the U.S. and access secure federal facilities and military bases. Both events will be at the DMV office on Diamond Boulevard in Concord.
Next Wednesday, San Francisco takes a big step forward in its push to have zero pedestrian or cyclist deaths by the year 2024 when a ban on private cars on Lower Market Street goes into effect. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan takes a look at one European city that has already hit that goal.
Oslo, Norway has 650,000 residents, just smaller than San Francisco. It ended 2019 with just one fatality, and it was a driver, not a cyclist or pedestrian. Lisa Akola is a senior policy analyst with the RAND Corporation. She says the city turned a lot of street parking into bike lanes and lowered speed limits, so it becomes more practical to seek out other modes of transportation.
A lot of European cities already have very good transit alternatives. You can probably take a bus or a streetcar much more easily to your destination there than you can in a lot of American cities. Most European cities already have fairly high rates of walking and bicycling. And while I believe there was some dissension from business owners, the progress of the car-free streets over the last couple of years has shown that those business districts have really remained very vibrant despite the lack of automobile traffic.
Now, not all of this will work in California's car culture, which may indicate what's also needed is an attitude reboot from drivers looking for convenience and walkers looking at their phones. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
All right, just how fun would a short trip to Miami be to take in the 49ers and Chiefs Super Bowl? Well, very fun. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan finds out just how much it'll cost you.
Stuart Kesselman, a.k.a. Mr. Ticket, got his San Francisco business started when the 49ers beat the Dolphins at Stanford University in Super Bowl 19 in 1985.
That was $75 a piece face value, and if I got $350, I was doing cartwheels. It was like, I couldn't believe people paid that much money for a ticket.
Tickets now starting around $5,000, he says, and a lot of would-be customers are hanging up on him.
With all the hype when a team wins and everybody goes, gets this frenzy, they're going to go and they go and go, and you know, half the people drop out by the next day, and then 75% of people drop out 2 days later, then 90% of the people drop out 4 days later when they hear the price.
Getting to Miami just got easier with American Airlines adding some flights out of San Jose and San Francisco. It is a rich man's game, Stewart says. He says he sold several parking spots for the Niners game Sunday in Santa Clara for $500 each. Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Okay, so you fly there, you get there. Where are you going to stay? Airbnb is warning San Francisco fans traveling to Miami for the Super Bowl to watch out for scams. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek has some safety tips.
Hotel rooms throughout South Florida are already booked solid the week of the Super Bowl, which is why many people are turning to Airbnb. Ben Bright, head of trust and safety, says while vacation rental scams are rare, it's important to know how to avoid them.
A lot of folks on other platforms will drop the Airbnb name to try to lend it credibility when the home may not actually exist, right? So if you're not actually booking on Airbnb, it's not an Airbnb listing and it's not an Airbnb transaction.
He warns this is the time where those bad actors will take advantage of big events by luring consumers off Airbnb with suspiciously low prices.
If at any point the host is saying, hey, just call me and we can arrange this ourselves, wire me some money, we want you to let us know right away because that should never happen.
He says make sure to read the reviews, ask questions, and take your time finding a place you feel comfortable in.
35% of our listings are still available, which is great. So you should feel free to, you know, take a little time and find the listing that's right for you.
Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.